Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 01:00. Clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 02:00. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 03:00. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 04:00. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 05:00. Clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 06:00. Clear. 27 degrees. Good morning. 07:00. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 08:00. Clear. 23 degrees.
KFA-SSO, monitoring.
Good morning. 09:00. Clear. 26 degrees. Good morning. 10:00. Sunny. 28 degrees. Good morning. 11:00. Sunny. 30 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 12:00. Sunny. 30 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees.
Radio check, KS8FMG.
Connected to CMN Network.
I've got you loud and clear in Hollywood. This is KS8BOT. Thank you, sir. Just over here in Marlette hanging out. And somewhere I am missing some setting, but that's what YouTube's for. Have a good day, KF8BOT.
KF5INT monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KF8, FKN, mobile and monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 45 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees.
KF8FQW, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
Gotcha, loud and clear, KF8FMG.
KF8FQW, monitoring.
Loud and clear, KF8FMG.
KF8FMG, this is KF8FQW. Your transmission's coming in pretty good. I'm about 5 miles from Saginaw Bay.
I'm pretty good also. I'm down here in Chesterfield Township on the Mount Clemens repeater link.
Yeah, copy that. That's pretty cool the way they got a lot of these linked up. I'm just learning how they're, which ones are linked and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's probably about 100 miles away.
Yeah, pretty crazy stuff. You never know which ones are linked or who you're going to come across and how many miles.
Yeah, it's nice the way it is. You know, I was talking to some of these... I was doing some Simplex one time with some of these guys, you know, and they were telling me about how, you know, back in the day when they didn't, when there were no repeaters, I guess, and that's pretty much all you could do. But, yeah, there's, I'm not sure how many there are in Michigan, but there are quite a few.
Yeah, I got a 50-watt setup in my truck, and I dumped, at least 300 repeaters all in Michigan from repeaters hook onto it, and I just let it scan some days when I'm driving far, and I'll pick up the most random ones.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a good way to do it. Repeaterbook.com. I was just learning how to import that stuff into different radios, and that's pretty neat how that works. Takes a little bit of figuring out. It seems like RT systems I used on one radio, and that works pretty well. But it's a little bit tricky. But once you get it down, it's amazing how you can get all that in there and just real fast.
KC8ELQ.
KC8ELQ, go ahead.
Just to pass on to you guys for a little more information on the UHF link repeater system, the link VMR system, and the link VHF system, go to this webpage, WHIPCMN, Charlie Link November. There it has all the organizations of link repeaters and all the information about them and whatnot.
Copy that. I got that down. I'll have to check that out. Thank you.
Not a problem. I'm on the BERT repeater, which is part of the system. So I thought I'd just pass it on to you guys and that way you have a little more understanding and knowledge of what the system is and what the system is not capable of. Well, I got to get back to doing the wiring, and I thought I'd just pass that on to you guys. Have a good evening. KCHELQ.
Could you repeat that address again?
Definitely, sir. Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November .net.
Thanks very much, sir.
Not a problem. KCHELQ.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one to check out. KSA-SQW. Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I just hit a repeater over in Sarnia, Canada, from Chesterfield yesterday on my 50 watt, and they said I was coming in crystal clear. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting contact. Yeah, that's something else.
On a Baofeng K5 currently handheld, and I'm able to hit the Detroit Renaissance Center, 31 miles, no problem. Can hear it perfect.
Those were the first two radios I got, is the little Baofengs, and I still use them. And, you know, they work pretty good. No doubt about it. I'm not sure on the, but it's, you know, it's, as far as like the transmission wattage, and it seems like a lot of times you just need a few watts, and it really goes a long ways if you're, you know, if your antenna's pretty good and you got the, I've never messed around with the standing wave ratio meters and things like that, but I guess eventually we'll probably get into a little bit of that.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was going to need it for my my truck setup, because I had to make my own antenna cable and all that. But not anymore. It seems it works great.
Yeah, that's good. Sometimes, you know, a little bit of studying or just researching things on different combinations of stuff can save you a lot of time and sometimes some money, too. You put your own together, that's pretty cool, too. Did you put your own fittings on the coaxial cable also?
I ordered a cable that had the NMO mount already on it, then I soldered on the PLT-59. This wasn't too bad. It worked out pretty good. It was the crimp style, then you solder the tip of it.
Oh, yeah, I almost, I'm going to have to pick some of those up. I don't really need them quite yet, but I can see that sooner or later you probably need to do that. I guess, as far as the type of solder, I think Silver Bright 100 is okay, as long as it's got, you know, the lead base. Is that correct?
Yeah, you really want to use the silver bearing rosin core. Works great on whatever you're using it on. If you use it on a circuit board, you just need a little bit of extra flux in there, and it works great.
Oh, yeah. Now, hearing you say that again, I remember that on the studying for the technician license. I can remember that one. Yep, that's good information. Well, I guess I'm going to go get a shower and check out here on KS8-FMG. Nice talking to you. My name's Curtis, by the way, and KS8-FQW. Clear? Have a good night.
Cool, man. Good talking to you. My name is Austin, KS8-FMG. Clear.
Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Fog. 37 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 33 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KHWU, QLA with United. I didn't catch the call, the station was testing the radio, but you got some bacon coming in with you, but audio a little low, but you know, I can still tell that there's somebody there. I don't know if you're adjusting something, but you might try picking up that audio gain. Audio's a little better. Still got the bacon coming in with you, but that's obviously an RF issue, not an AF issue. This KFDU.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate the report. Have a good night. This is KFDU.
WABPD.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.